From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Russia defends its bombing targets in Syria. Russian jets have staged a second day of airstrikes in Syria, targeting not only Islamic State militant extremists, but independent observers say also fighters backed by the United States. Russia's defense minister said in a televised report that Russian aircraft had hit a dozen Islamic State targets, including a command center and two ammunition depots. However, the Kremlin acknowledged it also was taking aim at a list of groups beyond the extremist ISIS group. The words contradicted a statement Wednesday by Russian President Vladimir Putin's chief of staff that raids were solely meant to aid Syria's government in fighting the Islamic State. At the Pentagon Wednesday, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the American-led coalition would continue its own air campaign and, with other countries, exert even more pressure against the Islamic State militants. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Rights groups say Russian strikes killed at least 30 civilians near the cities of Homs and Hama, which are controlled not by the Islamic State, but by the Syrian moderate opposition. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says the Russian position is contradictory.
This kind of action by the Russians is ill-advised and will backfire.
Russia maintains Wednesday's strikes hit Islamic State military equipment, command post, and vehicles. Discord between Russia and the U.S. started before the strikes began. According to a U.S. official, a Russian general walked into the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, said strikes in Syria would start, and then requested the U.S. remain clear of Syrian airspace.
This is not the kind of behavior that we should expect professionally from the Russian military.
This is VOA News. Afghan forces recaptured parts of the northern city of Kunduz from Taliban fighters early Thursday after what officials described as heavy fighting. Abdul Rauf Ibrahimi, the Speaker of the lower house of parliament, told reporters in Kabul that government forces were making advances in Kunduz but did not specify whether they were in control of the city. Residents in Kunduz told reporters earlier Thursday that Afghan security forces were in control, but the Taliban, which had seized Kunduz Monday, insisted its fighters were still in control. In Pakistan, the military says its fighter planes bombed suspected militant hideouts near the Afghan border Thursday morning, killing at least 25 terrorists. An official statement says the airstrikes happened in North Waziristan's Dattakhel area, considered a stronghold of militants linked to the Pakistani Taliban and the Haqqani network of insurgents involved in deadly attacks in Afghanistan. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, while addressing the UN General Assembly in New York Wednesday, reiterated Pakistan's resolve to eliminate terrorists from its soil. He said that the ongoing counter-militancy offensive called Zarb-e-Azm in North Waziristan and elsewhere in the country will continue until it achieves its objectives. Iran's Hajj organization says there were more Iranian victims than had previously been thought after last week's stampede during the annual Muslim pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. They say the total number of confirmed dead is 464. Before Thursday, Iran's total had been half that number, with the fate of others unknown. Saudi authorities have said the total number of victims is at least 769 people, with Iranians making up the largest share. Pilgrims have blamed the stampede in Mina on police road closures and poor management. Iranian officials sharply criticized Saudi Arabia, while Iranians staged daily protests outside of the Saudi embassy in Tehran. The two countries held talks Wednesday and agreed to repatriate the Iranian dead as soon as possible. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due to take the podium at the United Nations General Assembly in New York Thursday, a day after Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas told the gathering that the Palestinians are no longer bound by the two-decade-old Oslo peace agreements with Israel. In his speech to the UN Wednesday, Abbas called on the world body to provide international protection for Palestinians and accused Israel of refusing to release Palestinian prisoners while creating a new Israeli settlement and settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Abbas told the UN that Palestinians could not continue to honor the 1993 peace accord and Israel must assume all its responsibilities.
That's the latest world news from VOA.